This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. See Live Off the Record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, the Digital Transformation Unit, Lowe's Wholesale, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you can join us today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, warm Thursday afternoon at that. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Man, all kind of stress in the Bahamas today. All kind of stress. Wait, so what you mean, Chicago? The Department of Inland Revenue, the tax collectors of the Bahamas, sent a public notice out. Public notice, power of sale. What does that mean? Let me tell you what it means. I can read for you. It says, the Department of Inland Revenue, that's the DIR, wishes to advise the general public that effective June 2023, that's next month, the department will commence power of sale enforcement exercises in accordance with Section 25. Real property tax accounts classified as commercial, residential, foreign-owned vacant land, or foreign-owned owner-occupied that have been in arrears for more than 7 months may be eligible for power of sale. So in other words, it doesn't matter if you are a Bahamian or a foreigner. Doesn't matter if you have a commercial property, meaning you have something on rent, you've got some shops and things in your plaza and them, or just your business establishment property, Because y'all know building no on land, land on building. So it don't make no difference what's on the land. If they sell the land, what was on the land is sold too. So it doesn't matter if it's private, residential, your home, my home, or it is commercial, or foreigner who owns it, but it isn't occupied, or it's a foreigner who owns it and occupies what they own. If you own more than 7 months, you could have a forced sale exercise done on your property. That's what the Department of Land Revenue is saying. Of course, this does not apply to the Freeport area because Freeport is carved out of that because it is a different reality than the Freeport. And Freeport do not pay real property taxes. They pay service charges to the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Okay. Now, firstly, let me say, before I get in the politics that surrounds this, let me say, the Department of Inland Revenue quoted for you the law that gives it this power. The Real Property Tax Act gives immense power to the Minister of Finance to exercise tax collection efforts with respect to real property taxes. Immense. They can garnish with that the Minister of State, the Minister of Economic Affairs, the Honorable Senator Michael Halkita, said that they have been garnishing people's wages now for months. I am not aware of any announcement to that effect, but he indicated that has been happening, that there is power in the Real Property Tax Act to do that. They can do that, just as they can force sale in this way. So those powers have been available for decades, unexercised by the government. But those powers exist in law. So the Department of Inland Revenue is not operating outside the law. It is not. Let's be clear on that. It is, in fact, operating within the law. And it is, in fact, operating as an enforcer, as it ought to do. To be sure, it is doing that with the consent of its minister. So the political directorates don't get to wash their hands clean of this. You do not go out and start exercising forced sales on properties with real property tax arrears without the minister signing off on that. So let's be clear, the minister responsible for real property tax. That's the Minister of Finance and the Prime Minister, and that's Senator Halkidis. So unless and until they're cheating that way, we're not doing that. Or unless they clarify parameters around this, I am going to observe what the Department of Inland Revenue published in a newspaper about what it is seeking to do. Now, I have no doubt that this will be curbed. I have no doubt. And I'll tell you why. Well, how about we get to that later? Let's get to that. Let's talk about. So the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Senator, Minister Fred Mitchell, the Honorable Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, in responding to, well, let's work it the other way. The chairman of the Free National Movement, Dr. Dwayne Sands, had a voice clip regarding this matter. He is pointing out this ad, this advertisement by the Department of Inland Revenue, and he is explaining to people what it means in terms of the ability of Inland Revenue to come and force a sale on your property so that they can pay your taxes and presumably give you the net difference between what they sell the property for and what you owe them. So he's explaining, but he's saying that the government of the Bahamas could owe you for 2 years, 3 years, and you'll grab all the hell in the world to get it, get paid. He says, but now if you owe them for 7 months, they can come and collect your money. Come and force sale on your property. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, in responding to this, says, hold on now. This alarmist voice note by the chairman of the PLP, I mean the FNM, is uncalled for. And said he ought to have checked before jumping. We'll get to that later. But here's what he says, and I want you to listen to his explanation. He says, speaking about Dr. Dwayne Sands' voice note, his voice note is based on an ad which appeared in today's press by the Inland Revenue Service. It's really the Department of Inland Revenue. The IRS is, the Bahamas does not have an IRS. It has a Department of Inland Revenue. IRS is the U.S. tax collectors. He said the ad was inartfully written and gave rise to the misinterpretation. He said the sentence construction listed the description disjunctively instead of conjunctively. Affairs Minister and the Finance Minister have assured me that the idea is to seek to collect monies owed from the unbehaving landowners and entities who have tied up lands from development but owe substantial tax. I have asked the tax authorities to clarify this position by releasing incorrect. Okay. So let me say, here you have the two political parties who are both playing politics. They are both playing politics. That's the man. Listen, get vexed with me if you wish. But they're both playing politics. In the first instance, let me tell you why the Free National Movement is playing politics with, right? The government of the Bahamas, if it's owed taxes, has departments that are required to collect those taxes. And if they decide to use the powers within the law to collect those taxes, that's called governing. That's what it is called, governing. The Free National Movement will wants to, if you want to be the government, you got to govern. Right? So you cannot criticize the governance process or criticize the governance when the governance is happening within the law. You can't criticize that. You can't say, oh, they coming for your money, or they coming, there's a money grab. Honestly, you can't say that. You can say, you know, perhaps there ought to have been a better process for this. There needs to be more thoughtful consideration regarding how to all the circumstances people are facing in this pandemic-driven economic hardship. You could say some of those things. It has to take account of the hardship that people might face in Abaco regarding how to the Tutorian and then the pandemic. You could say all those things, but you cannot simply just say that this is a money grab, because real property tax arrears standing for decades, and every administration has tried one way or the other to try to encourage people to come in and pay early, even giving deep discounts on the arrears and forgiving interest accrues that's accrued, and so forth and so forth. No administration has wanted to throw down the hammer. But clearly, the honey is not going to do enough. So they decide to go this method. You could criticize whether sufficient contemplation, considerations have been given to all the circumstances, but let's be careful not to appear to be criticizing the governance when it happens. That would be like, listen to me, that would be like the police deciding to clamp down on folk who have been breaking the law in some way or the other for extended periods of time. And then we say, oh, but what you doing? But no, they're enforcing the law. You could say, you know, maybe sort of had, or the policymakers sort of had more consideration for X, Y, and Z, but be careful not to criticize the enforcement of the laws of the country, especially when the Free National Movement is just been criticizing the PLP for breaking the law in respect of the central banks borrowing money against the SVRs. So I think there's some caution there. Now, on the Minister of Foreign Affairs side, with the greatest respect, sir, with the greatest respect, there was no lack of clarity in what the Department of Inland Revenue wrote. No lack of clarity. There was no mix-up of there was no mix-up of disjunctive and conjunctive. Nothing. They were very clear on what they sought to do. You own land in the Bahamas. You're foreign or Bahamian. You own land in the Bahamas. It's residential or commercial. And you are in arrears. We could. They didn't even say we will, you know. They or that you may be subject to a forced sale exercise. They were very clear. No mix up. Now, if the policymakers now want them to narrow the scope of their exercise, then that's going to be what comes out next. But it won't be for any clarification. This is not a matter of clarification to my mind. This is a matter of policy adjustment. You can tell me, well, they misunderstood the minister, their minister, when he directed them or agreed that they should do X, Y, and Z. You can tell me that. And I'd love to hear from the minister. He could come and say, no, we did not ask them to do that. We wanted them to do something narrower, which is just go after foreigners. Right? But I'm sorry, there is nothing. What is unclear about the Department of Inland Revenue wishes to advise the general public that effective June 23rd, the power of sale enforcement exercises in accordance with Section 25 of the Real Property Tax Act. What's unclear about that? What's unclear about real property tax accounts classified as commercial, residential, foreign-owned vacant land, or foreign-owned occupied land that have been in arrears for more than 7 months may be eligible for power of sale? What is to be misunderstood about that? Where is the disjunctive and conjunctive mix up there? But I know what happened, you know. What happened is the FNMC, oh my God, they got stress out all kinds of landowners in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Bahamian and foreign. They got stressed them right out. We got to get on this right away. And then PLP heard from all kinds of people, what you're doing? So we got to find a way now to buck this. And so when we buck this ass, a disjunctive and conjunctive mix up. That was classic. I ain't gonna lie to you. It was classic. It's classic. My own view is that not to worry, landowners in the Bahamas, not Bahamian landowners, not to worry. Do not worry. The chances of you having a forced sale on your land because of arrears in real property tax owed for 7 months or so is slim to none. Slim to none. The politics of that is far too inflammatory. You do not have to worry about that one. Something will happen for sure, but it won't be that. I can assure you. Let me tell you all something. There are many, many of us in the Bahamas, politicians and the general public, who do not wish the Bahamas to have serious governance. That's the truth. Because see, real governance requires levels of enforcement discipline that we are not prepared for. Seriously, it will impact us. And I'm not even joking. It will impact us. We owe this and we do that. It will seriously put us out if the government decided to be a strict government. That is true. And so good governance does not always make good politics. And good politics does not always make good governance. So I hear lots of you, what we need is good government in the Bahamas. No, you only say that because it ain't affect you, the good governance. Because some of the slackness that we get away with in this country, if good and sound governance came, we won't get away with, and it would be uncomfortable for us. But it will make the country better off in the end, but you have to get there first. And for some of us, waiting for the end is not a luxury we want or have. We just want to be okay right now. So I understand the knee-jerk political reactions to this ad. I just don't know how the DR got away. How did they get away with that? I mean, like, really? Your minister saw that and thought that's cool? And that would not have a political pushback? It's interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your money with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Day with Billy at Billy's Family Fun Day, Lowe's Pharmacy Soldier Road location, Saturday, May the 13th from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Get in on the health talks, fitness demos, health screenings, free samples, and so much more. Let the kids enjoy the bouncing castle and face painting. The drawing for Lowe's 70th anniversary raffle prizes will also be announced. Bring the entire family out for Billy's Family Fun Day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316, or you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, today we're gonna wake up to your life with Dr. Janet Martin of Doctors Hospital, and we're gonna talk about stress management today. And regard being hard to the possibility that the Inland Revenue people could come and force a sale on your property. Listen to me, when you think property, you might think some vacant land. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about your house. They're talking about your duplex, your triplex, your sixplex. They're talking about your business. And that could be extremely stressful. Trust me, I'm laughing because I want to try to not, make people think that, the sky is falling, but it's a very serious matter. And so anyways, if you hang around after the news hour, we're going to talk about how you can manage some of the stress that might come upon you hearing this news. Because the truth of the matter is, there are lots of people who owe government monies for real property taxes and other things, perhaps. We just don't have it. Now, they was negligent, but other people have many real reasons why. And so you can't bleed the rock. You can't. And so now they can't pay, and you're gonna sell their property. You're gonna sell Grammys or Grampies property that they were thinking, I'm going to leave for my children. You're going to sell them people house they've been paying on for all them years, stressing out over, I know I owe the government real property tax. And again, I'm not blaming the real property tax people, the Department of Inland Revenue. That's their job. If somebody doesn't want them to do their job, those somebodies are called political directorates. They're called ministers. They're called the cabinet. If they do not want them to do their job, they either issue them a directive within the law or they change the law. That's the bottom line. But don't blame them people for doing their jobs. That's their job. You don't blame the police for arresting people for breaking the law. If you don't want people breaking that law, you have to go to the lawmakers and ask the lawmakers to change the law such that the police no longer have to enforce it. Now, if the police, by some reason and for some reason, exercises the discretion and says, well, okay, listen, I'm going to give you a warning this time, that's on the police. I can't blame nobody for that. But if they exercise the power that they have, the responsibility that they have under the law, you cannot blame them for that. You have to ask the political directorates, please, can you either change the law, if you have the power within the law to make regulations to adjust this enforcement, then please, can you do that? Because I simply cannot pay. You know, when I was minister responsible for finance, within the Real Property Tax Act was the power to actually waive real property tax payments for elderly persons and indigent persons. I could literally do and say, you know, no problems. And I could write a letter and give them that waiver. And I did it. I did exercise that on occasion. So if the lawmakers want to do this a different way, they can do it a different way. Okay? But don't blame them people. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, my friend, how are you?
I'm all right, Mr. Lang.
Good.
Mr. Lang, I mean, before I start, it'd be good if you could have an open line show one of these days.
Okay, no problem.
Yes, sir. But
it's open today.
I sitting here listening to you, Mr. Lang. But I mean, the first thing I want to talk about, like you were saying something about good governance within pockets negatively or something like that, right?
Yeah, possible. No, what I said was it's possible in the government, when you govern well,
yes, sir,
that it can affect you in ways that you don't like. So like you might have to pay some money you don't have. You might have to stop doing some things you do and so forth.
Understood, sir. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But what about when the government doesn't function the way it should? I mean, because you talk about like good governance. I mean, should be like, you know, the country should be in the black and not in the red. As when it comes to debt, you know, the country.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Most economists will tell you that if the government runs because of the developmental need, that where you have to basically borrow to fund the development, that if they run a 1%, 2% GFS deficit, that's quite sustainable.
So what you're saying is that it's not possible for a country to be run in a way where it's in the black?
No, I'm saying that's easy to be done, but yes, you will find that most countries don't do it because to do it will defer developmental prospects and government services that you and this country would not want.
I don't get that. I understand what you said.
Yeah, you don't. Well, it's easy. Let me explain it this way. You can get in the black today. I could chop half the civil servants off the payroll. We could stop doing $300 million a year capital development, so stop building schools and clinics and bridges and roads and stuff like that. We can do all of that, and you'll be in the black tomorrow.
Yes, sir, but I mean, I'm not talking about those type of drastic measures. I'm just trying to say in general. I mean, like if a country...
But here's the difference between you and I. You can talk theoretically, but I know the budget of the Bahamas, and I'm telling you what you would have to do to get in the black. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, wait.
Right? Oh, okay.
Right, yes or no?
You could do it more gradually, but
the point I'm making, Mr. Lang, is that everything rises and falls on leadership, correct?
Yes, a lot of it.
Okay, now when there's success, like they say, success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan.
Yes.
Right? Now, the state that the country is in right now, Mr. Lang, is because of leadership.
Oh, and what is that state exactly? I hear people say that a lot. Tell me what the state is that your country is in right now. Tell me. What's the state?
Well, it's not in the state that we would like it to be in, sir. You know, I mean...
I'm not in the state that I would... I could be in a better state.
Let me sum it up like this, Mr. Lang.
Okay.
There is nothing in the immediate foreseen future that shows that the government will have any, real increase in revenue, sustainable increase in revenue, other than trying to tax the people, right? For one.
So to me, sir,
that's not a good state of the country.
I agree.
Where there's nothing in the future where you can see the government having any revenue.
I agree with you 100%. Well said.
Yes, sir. So the state that the country is in right now is because of leadership, sir.
Yes, absolutely.
And now the same leadership.
The
continued leadership, because to me, Mr. Lang, over the years, this is how I view the governments of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say the country, we're on a bus, right? And the bus is being driven by the PLP, right? Mm-hmm. But the bus is going somewhere because it's on a road moving, right? So it has a destination, right? Now we say, okay, we don't want the PLP to drive the bus no more. We want the F&M to drive the bus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when the F&M jumps in the driver's seat, the point that the bus still continues in this very same direction that it was heading in the very first time. So wherever it was going when the PLP was driving it, is the same direction that it's going in when the F&M is driving it. There's no change in direction.
Okay. I take your analogy, but take into this consideration. I went to Oxford High School, and I rode the bus to school many days. the bus driver, some of the bus drivers, very professional people and so forth. But some of the students were awful. And the students messed up the buses. Did all kind of nonsense. Sometimes the bus driver had to stop. They break out and fight. So who do I blame then? The bus driver or the people? So some of the things in this country are not about the leadership. Some of it is about what we, the people, are doing. The government ain't shooting up nobody. The government isn't stealing and robbing. And I mean, not from people's houses and so forth. The government isn't throwing litter on the ground and so forth. The government isn't not sending the children to school to learn and so forth.
The point I wanted to make is that, in that scenario you just put forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we don't really affect what y'all do in the house, though. But the decisions I can understand if you had said like put it in a way where, the government wanted to make certain decisions, wanted to make certain investments, and the people were like, no, we don't want you to spend our money there. We won't just spend our money here. Now, you see,
the government wanted to equalize the rights of women and men under the Constitution, and you all said no.
But the thing about it is that you
can't absolve yourself of the responsibility. You mean
as it relates to the decision that was just made?
No, the biggest decision made in the country for leadership is made by yourselves.
No, I'm asking you a question. When you said that the government wanted to equalize the rights.
No, right? I was talking about the referendum.
Yes, I'm asking you is that, you mean, is that the same thing that the Privy Council just...
A little small piece of it. No, but that's not the big, that was not what was in the referendum. That's
all
a small
because,
piece
because,
of it.
All because, as I was about to say, it seemed as if this government has been misinterpreting the law for years, and I mean that's not that don't look too good on the people who are supposed to be interpreting the law for our country. You know that kind of.
No problems. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, the point I was making, Mr. Lang, is that it's so ironic that the very people who we elect to make life better for us,
mm-hmm.
right, is now mm-hmm. all they seem to be doing. Is looking to us, and now they're threatening individuals to take from them their property because of money they owe. When they themselves over continuous government have us in debt, where we and our generations have to pay for the decisions that they made when they're in the house, right? And then to add insult to injury. Although you said that before that not all of the individuals who are elected into the house or serve into the house come out. Better off than they went, and you say sometimes they lose for the job, but most of the time from what we see, that's not what we see. You know what I mean? So we see the same individuals who are responsible for putting us in this predicament. You know what I mean? Where life is even harder, where healthcare is shabby, where inflation is crazy, where all these things go. I didn't hear you, sir.
I was telling you, you can't tell me. Where two-thirds of the people who served in government are today. You cannot tell me that.
Oh, well, I mean, I know, Mr. Lang, but Mr. Lang, see, I'm not trying to get into, like, you know how people
say... Let me explain something to you, because, see, this is what you will know on this show. You don't have the luxury of coming on the show and making claims, and then when you are challenged, because I don't need you to have exact numbers, I'm just challenging your notion that what we see. And I'm saying to you, you don't see two-thirds of the people who have served in government. You don't. You don't even know where they are. There's a former member of parliament who rides a taxi in this country right now to take you to.
Okay, Mr. Lang. Okay, that might be the case, Mr. Lang. But you spoke about notion, right? And my personal notion, right? But if you were to go around, Mr. Lang, and take some kind of poll. Of the persons in this country and ask them how they see politics and et cetera.
Because there was a time when the majority of people in America thought it was okay to be slaves.
Mr. Lang, I mean that's a bit different, though, sir.
No, it ain't different. It's asking people, the majority of people, things, the right view on anything.
Yeah, but see, Mr. Lang, But anyway, like I said, Mr. Lang, but the point I want, but another thing I couldn't understand is this, Mr. Lang. I'm kind of taxed. You could call. I mean, the they say it's not a tax, but I'm kind of taxed on the income that I make. When I make money, I'm kind of taxed on it, right? And the government wants to go up on national insurance, right?
Right.
And then when I take that money that I'm taxed on that I made, right, to go buy something, I'm taxed on the money that I spend to buy things, right?
Right.
And now you're trying to tell me that the things that I now own, some of the things that I have purchased, and I have papers for, and I have ownership for, that I'm going to be taxed on it again? I could never understand how in the world you could get taxed on land that you purchased.
No. You are a very intelligent young man. I can hear that by the way you articulate.
Yes, I can understand it.
First of all, if you own land in this country, it is taxed automatically in Nassau, New Providence, and another family island. So this isn't a question of anybody taxing you something that you shouldn't have known is taxable.
Yeah, but I'm saying, Mr. Langus, I cannot think something outright, owning something. Uh-huh. I can understand that we were under some kind of system where the government gave you a certain portion of land outright. And then every year, you pay the government for leasing this land or for being on the land. I can understand that concept. But then when you take thousands and tens and thousands of dollars to purchase something outright, and then you're going to be taxed on it now. And then on top of that, if you don't pay the taxes, you could lose it.
But you know why you don't understand it?
Because you don't
understand it because you have to broaden your perspective on governance.
Can you make us understand, Mr. Lang? Listen, bro.
If you say you don't understand it, can you let me explain it to you?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay, you own land in this property. The only way that land gets to be safe for you is if the country is properly policed. The only way that land gets to be properly titled for you is if there is a system of registration in the country and administration that allows you to be able to confirm your ownership of that. The only way somebody, if they try to take that from you unjustly, you get to be able to go to a court to be able to say this man is trying to, or a woman is trying to take that from me, is because there has to be a court and there has to be infrastructure. And there has to be administration, and that has to be paid for. So somebody has to pay for the right to have the rights and privileges they have in a state.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question, Mr. Knight. When how long is this act? It's been in place from long time.
A long time. The Real Property Tax Act is it's decades.
Okay, so they always used to collect taxes from long time?
Always, my friend.
So you're trying to tell me that the government needs to tax us on property in order to have those things function that you were talking about?
The government needs to tax you however it decides to tax, because it could not do this. It could not do real property taxes and just charge you income tax. It could do that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that so you're saying that the government is in such a state that it cannot function properly
It's not a question of state. Uh-huh. It's a government has no money at all, ever. Uh-huh. The only money a government has, the bulk of it, comes from taxing you. Mm-hmm. That's where the money comes from. It has to.
Okay,
the government is a creature you set up as a state, as a society, mm-hmm. and you ask it to order your society for you. Well, mm-hmm. it has to run. Mm-hmm. And to run, it has to pay.
Mm-hmm.
It has to get the money from somewhere.
From us. You know, because I can't...
Yes,
okay,
That's from the taxes.
Yes, the taxes. Yes, because see, like when you say the government doesn't make any money like that, right? I mean, and I hear people talk about Singapore.
No. See, when I use words, I don't use them flippantly.
Mm.
I didn't say the government don't have no money. I said a government has no money. Not the government don't make money. The government has no money. A government, if you start a country and you set up a government, it has no money. It has then to get that money from the people through taxes.
But what I'm saying is that, how our government is structured.
Right?
Like, mm-hmm. I understand that we... was supposed to be like owners in certain companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
local entities. I think Cable Bahamas, I think, I'm not mistaken, BTC, certain companies, we have shares in those things as a nation, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So is there any way we as a people could, like, check how much we make every year on them things and where that money is going?
Of course you can. You could go right in the budget. You could go in the budget, and you could see the section called capital revenue.
Yes,
and you
sir.
Can see how much the government collects in either dividends from any of those entities. Or you could check those entities' financial statements, and you could see if they paid out any dividends. Then 49%, depending on the government's ownership, that dividend would have been paid to the government.
Yes, sir. Because, like, governments like Singapore, right? Like they are governments that have companies and businesses, right? More. So mm-hmm. so why we can't be like that?
I'm entertaining you for a long time, and because I think your questioning is intriguing. But let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously missed my show the day when I had the Minister of Finance for Singapore speaking in, when he was complaining about the deficits that they are running, complaining about the challenges that they are having, when he was saying to the business people in Singapore, you can't just keep looking to the government for business and so forth and so forth. I'm talking about the strain they have to have between taxing people and so forth. I played the whole, I think it was 15-minute segment by the Minister of Finance for the same reason, to say to y'all, stop quoting Singapore when you have no idea what Singapore is going through.
Yes, sir, but I mean, the only reason why I asked was, like, because, see, I'm just talking about, like, you know, why can't government be more involved in money-making businesses? Like, for example, me, I'm still, mystified why we even sold BTC in the first place, Patelco in the first place, because it was a profitable organization. Why would we get rid of an entity that is providing us with revenue?
We didn't get rid of an entity, and that's one of the reasons why you have to, if you're going to speak about the matter, speak about it accurately. BTC was privatized, meaning a portion of it was sold to a strategic partner because you wanted to make available to the Bahamian public a open, competitive telecommunication sector. Because of that, you now have alive a competitor to BTC. Before, you had no other entity.
Yeah, but I mean, to be honest, as you missed the line.
Why do they have alive?
Yeah,
why do they have alive now?
You say, why do they have the live now?
Why do people have a live devices on a live service?
Why? You say, well, I mean, because capitalism is like, I mean, I understand the question, why?
No, bro. Was there on a live before BTC was privatized?
My point to you was going to be misaligned, that seeing that we as the people, right, we are the government, right? The people is the government, right? So seeing that we as the people were the owners of Patelco, right? Patelco made was ours. Every single dollar Patelco made was ours.
Right? You got a nickel or a dime from Patelco?
If I got a nickel or a dime from them?
Yeah, did you get a nickel or a dime from Patelco?
No, I started my statement by saying the government owned Patelco, right?
Yeah, but I'm asking you.
And we the people are the government, right?
And you still get money from Patelco, you get money from a larger telecommunications sector, though.
But my point to you, Mr. Lang, was this. See, if I had been like me personally, I mean, mm-hmm. I wouldn't introduce competition on myself. I would have continued to own
that's because, you
the
know
entity
why? That's because
all because the monopoly is that, me.
No, it's because you're short-sighted, friend. You're short-sighted. What you're telling me is, mm-hmm. by your argument, the government should own everything in the country, including the food stores and them.
Well, I mean, I won't say not necessarily the food store,
you can't violate your own principle, brother.
But I feel
you're
as if
you
I
wouldn't
feel
introduce
as if,
competition on yourself. But if you're the government, you could own everything.
Yeah, but the government didn't own the food stores in the first place, Mr. Lang.
No, but it doesn't matter.
I feel as if, Mr. Lang, the government should always own all of the essential services in the country.
I got you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot. You made a very good defense of yourself. Thanks a lot. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We'll listen to you.
Mr. Lang, how are you?
Before, but you got to make this quick, man. I'm so sorry. You want to call back? Because we have to go to the news break.
I'll call back.
Yeah, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shababa Lang, your host. We'll And we'll be back after the news break.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all. Come, you're so chill.
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
The sixth edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th, get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242 or visit thebahamasgames.org.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the ever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Be Live. I'm Shababu Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. So, listen, let me read some of these texts for you related to this matter, and then we can go talk soon with about stress management. Okay. So this text says, good show as usual, Mr. Lang. Inland revenue will cause Brave the next election. Inland revenue carrying on like the IRS. They ain't playing. They call us ICE. So Mr. Lang behaves is like slackness. So this inland revenue notice is rubbing people the wrong way. This text says, all a person have to do to circumvent inland revenue is make sure your house is on the same. That's one way. Does that exempt you from the real property tax payment? There's a portion that's exempt, and then the stamp tax is exempt on the purchase too. Well, so, yeah, I suppose that's one way you could try to do it. This text says, just like banks, when you owe payments, the bank freezes your account until your payment has been removed. Sometimes Bahamians act like they're good to see the government using the laws on the books and not create new laws that means the same thing. Bahamians always saying collect the taxes, but when you do, you can't complain. See? I guess some want taxes collected, but not theirs. Stop crying, but leave my cries alone, laugh out loud. So sometimes doing the right thing is not popular, and sometimes doing the popular thing is not right. I am proud of them for collecting taxes, but hope they use it effectively and progressively. Stack says taxes pay for schools, hospital, the police. That guy don't want to pay taxes. Every country collect taxes. That guy may be smart, but not a critical thinker. So it is obvious that that caller who talked for 10 minutes isn't watching what happening in the U.S. with the debt limit. Even the best have their problems. Bahamians like to say only in the Bahamas when they want to be negative. That is true. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how are you?
Hey, good man. How are you?
I am pretty good. So the general vertebrae, I mean, it just goes to show you how Bahamians, they look at this thing that the government has a lot of money. But when you really look at it, the government don't have any money. The government collects taxes from the citizens, us.
Yes.
So the government money is our money. And you see it all around the country. You know, you have people quick to say, oh, the roads are bad. This is not working. The street light is not working. So if the government don't collect taxes, then who pays for all this stuff? You know what I mean?
Borrowed money and deficits.
The fact that BTC, you know what I mean? And all of these other government, and then you were quick to tell them, what if the government had owned the stores? But it just goes to show you that the government has to collect its money. And that's all I wanted to say on that matter.
And before you go, name me a government business that the government entirely owned business that wasn't failing.
Boy, I can't even call one off the top of my head.
I could name one. I could name two for you.
Go ahead.
BC before 2003 BC, and then Patelco, Patelco, period. And guess what is true about both of them? They are just monopolies in essential areas. And what was the state of complaints about them when that was happening?
They weren't making enough money.
The complaint was the service was terrible.
right.
Remember?
Yes, sir.
Right? And so it just goes to show you this notion of government ownership. This is a tried and tested method, and that's why it's been abandoned by most countries. And I heard the gentleman talk about Singapore. Singapore don't own no bunch of businesses. Singapore has government entities that offer services, just like your government offers services in airline services and telecommunications, et cetera, and power.
Well, the thing about it is that this is my personal opinion. I personally think that the government shouldn't own BPL, water and sewage, because these entities are being given money every year. And the largest sum of their money goes towards salary. They are not even bringing in the type of revenue, the type of money that they have been given every year. So my thing is that you're putting all this money into these entities that are not even giving you
money. Yeah. Their biggest expenditure is capital, though. That's where most of the money is being spent on. Well, at least infrastructural stuff.
Yeah, but then what is the second amount?
Well, salary certainly is up there.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. So,
especially as a part of its operating expenses.
Correct. But the thing about it is that you all this salary is you're being paid out. So what are you getting back in?
Well, especially when a lot of people ain't paying.
But there you go. That's why now the inland revenue is trying to get some of that money. And a lot of these Bahamians can pay their bills, you know. They just refuse to not pay their bills. You know what I mean? The strategy that they're using now, I think it's good. You know what I mean? No one loves to pay. No one likes to pay taxes. Let's put it out there. You know what I mean? So if you have a house worth $400,000-$500,000 of your business is worth this, then you know pay the government what it's worth. My God.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your calling. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I'm a lawyer, and I have to correct what you said. Okay, if you as a Bahamian, it is not classified as a residential property. It is classified as an owner-occupied property. Residential property is a fourplex or smaller. Also, Bahamians don't pay real property tax on family islands, or they don't pay real property tax on owner-occupied. Or what? Okay, if you say that, I'll accept that. Thank you very much. So he's saying that residential property is your house is not classified as a residential property. It's classified as owner-occupied property. And he's saying residential property is a fourplex or smaller. Okay, so what is that? duplex to fourplex. That's what a residential property is. And then he says Bahamians don't pay real property taxes on the family island. That's right. That's true. It's the foreigner who pays the real property tax on the vacant land. Is that true? Is that what it is? Okay. I hear you. I'll confirm it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I am great, thanks.
Good.
Mr. Lang, I think that the issue that most people have, and I mean, I can speak for me, and I don't, but it's the fact that, you know, we realize that the government need taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what we would like to see is the responsible use of the government hand. Yesterday, the guy from the Organization for Responsible Government was on Naughty Show, right? And he was talking about what they're trying to do is to get people involved. It's that when the government is to hold the government's feet to the fire, it's that when they say that they're going to do something, that they will do it. That you say that you're going to fix this and you're going to do that, please do it. When you say that you don't have any money, when you say that the government is broke and we don't have these resources, what austerity measures have been put in place by any government to cut back on government spending? But we see that when governments come in, they bring in their all of these consultants. Right now, we're spending $50 million on consultancy, right? We're spending over, I don't know how much billions of dollars on travel. And so to us, the average man on the ground, when they see these things, what do you expect us to say? What do you expect us to think? Is the government really broke? You're asking us for more taxes, but you're not being responsible with the money that's being given towards fixed. We want to see the potholes and everything. I understand that the taxes that was levied on the gasoline was supposed to be for fixing all the roads, and you know these revenue sources that come from different things, they ought to go to that particular thing, and that is all we as Bahamians would like to see, that we have a government who is responsible in using the resources of the country for the benefit of the Bahamian people. And I want the government, if they can go and get serious about taking people money, I want them to show that same seriousness about crime in this country. Use the penalties on the books to the maximum to show the people, just like how you're showing the people that you're serious about getting the government money. Let's get serious, Mr. Government, about the crime situation in this country. Thank you, Mr. Lang. Have a good day, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. My lawyer friend, if you have the definitions in the law of those things, let me know, because I'm looking at the definition in the Real Property Tax Act as of 2009. If there's an amendment, you could let me know. Owner-occupied property means property occupied by a person who, being the owner in fee simple or a mortgager in possession, occupies and resides in such property exclusively as a dwelling house or a permanent or seasonal or on a permanent or seasonal fourplex. But again, if there is if the thing has been updated, you know, let me know. Send me something. Just because you're a lawyer don't mean I can accept it. But send me something. Send me the definition, please. Let's educate these people so that they can understand clearly what the law says. That's what we want to do on the show. All right. So this text says, says the Department of Inland Revenue cannot sell the house a Bahamian lives in under the Real Property Tax Act. If you look at the advertisement, you will see that they specifically talk about foreign owned occupied properties. Hold on. Let me read it again for you, right? It didn't say foreign owned. It said real property tax accounts classified as commercial, residential, foreign owned, vacant land, or foreign owned owner occupied. That one wasn't what they said. They said they said commercial, comma, residential, comma, foreign-owned vacant land, comma, or foreign-owned unoccupied. That's what they said. They didn't say only foreign-owned. So I'm sorry. Now, maybe that's what Minister Mitchell is saying, that they were inartful in that they wanted to say that, but they didn't say that. Okay? But don't tell me that's what the ad said, because it didn't say that. This text says, an exception to Bahamian owner-occupied property. I don't know what that means. I wish they would get serious about crime and start using the penalties on the book. This text says, no government co-ops make money. They all lose money. BTC makes money. No one can ever own property. What we call ownership is just the right to exercise our freedoms within the 50 by 100 plot of land we spend our time. Okay? This tax says the first $300,000 of an owner-occupied home is tax-free. This tax says, how are prices calculated for property tax, and can you give an example of it? I can't do that right now. I can't do that. I'd have to have the rates and so forth. I don't have them right now. So my only hope is that these taxes are garnered equally for both large and small businessmen and companies. All right. Dr. Martin, are you there? Dr. Martin, you might be muted. You're there, right?
Yes, I am. I am here. It's such an interesting conversation today. I can just hear persons. Emails, and from the emails, everybody is beginning to get a little stressed in their thought processes, and I'm sure they're feeling out of sorts right now, wondering how to move forward, especially with the new mandate from the government.
And you know, taxes generally are stressful affairs. And while people may not realize it, it really is a stressful affair for politicians too, you know, because every politician knows that taxing people brings unpopularity,
yes,
and puts them on the brink of being unelected. They know that. That's a fact.
The thing about it too, Mr. Lang, is that we as human beings, we as a people, not only in the Bahamas, but everyone, we're afraid of change. And even with when we get new governments, each government comes in with what they would like to see changed within the, you know, within the political arena for their party and for the people that voted them in and for the general populace as well. But as humans, we hate change. And change really, really, you know, causes a, we don't know where to turn. And before we sit and be still, we just mouth off. We don't think about what we say. We act we become anxious, and we just act rather than think through processes and think how we're going to get out of what has been said to us or how we're going to act.
Well, let me relieve some stress for Bahamians, because this notice by Inland Revenue, the very last line says, with the exception of Bahamian owner-occupied property. So the text who texted in was right that this does not include Bahamian owner-occupied property. Doesn't mean Bahamian businesses may be included, commercial businesses may be included, but not if you are a Bahamian owner-occupied property. So for at least those people, they aren't coming for you, apparently.
Right, but they need to understand with that is that it's not like if you didn't meet your mortgage, the bank is not coming to take your house.
Right. So the thing about it is, I don't know if you would say, but are we more, do you call like the levels of stress broadly in the society is higher now than say pre-pandemic?
I would say when the people are now expressing it, it's not that, I don't know if it's more or less. I believe that we as a people were living, you know, in a very highly stressed and charged community before pandemic. right. being at home with all the anxiety building up and no outlet mm-hmm. for the stressor. Because before, prior to the pandemic, we were able to go to work, we were able to go outdoors, we were able to be active and let off, you know, some of the anxious feelings and the stress. But the pandemic kind of, you know, like when you get meat and you simmer it and you season it. And so it brought to the forefront a lot of stuff that we had buried, a lot of emotions we had buried, a lot of feelings and thoughts we had buried. And I think coming out of the pandemic now, we are seeing that were subtle, but now they're even more in the forefront. People are not afraid to speak out and to speak up.
And then, like someone's saying here, you also have like added, like the pandemic brought on higher levels of cost because of inflation, and they are staying. So on top of the pressures of the cost of living before the pandemic, you then had an elevated cost. And so now people are facing even that much more pressure. And yes. then lots of people who are still unemployed and or underemployed. You have lots of business people whose revenue streams have not really come back and whose profitabilities have been lost and not recouped. And so again, all of that. And then you had lots of people who had to live together, tanked up together in circumstances that were pressurized by unemployment and financial challenges and social challenges and illnesses, etc. Lots of death happened over the course of the pandemic, extraordinary levels of debt in this country happened. And so you have all of that that we have had to contend with. And I would say, I don't know, but I don't know that we had sufficient coping mechanisms to be able to deal with that properly as a general society.
No, we didn't. And we didn't simply because in the Bahamas, in
your volume went down for some reason, Doc.
Oh. Can you hear me now? Is it better?
No, it went down again. I'm not sure why.
Oh, I don't know. Is it any better? Because nothing's changed on my computer.
Right. No, I mean, unless it's me, if it's okay with everybody else, but it does sound a little low.
Okay. I have it high. But in the Bahamas, we haven't been taught to express and to share our emotions. So it's the level of anxiety and stress that we've been carrying. We're now learning to share it, to come out, but mm-hmm. by suppressing it over the years, what it's done is our behaviors have changed. We've become ill, high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, obesity. Our eating patterns change, sleep patterns change. And so now persons are learning how to express themselves even more, but we weren't taught any coping mechanisms. Some families are taught, are able to discuss their feelings, discuss their anxieties. But in the general, when we're speaking generally, people don't know how to cope with all of these feelings and emotions they have bottled up inside. And that's why we've seen the increase in murders and small accidents.
That's right.
So, you know, people have bottled up a lot of their emotions and feelings. And one word sometimes, if you just kind of come out of the corner or coming out of the corner slowly, you hear the car honking behind you. Everybody is highly tensed. And now you get something like this in the newspaper, you don't read it properly. You don't understand how to transcribe what was put out to the community. And then all of a sudden, we just have this outburst of emotions.
Yeah, just so you know, Doc, your volume is fine. It was on my side. And so, and everybody else is saying you're fine. So that's good.
Right. And so, no, we don't have, you know, the proper coping mechanisms. And how we were taught to cope is to hold it in, to not say anything, be quiet. But when we do that and something like this happens, like what we're discussing, what you were discussing earlier, you get this outburst because we have a mountain of other issues to breathe through and peel off. persons are losing their jobs. They're threatening losing their homes. You know, like you mentioned earlier, we had a lot of deaths in the family. Persons haven't dealt with sufficiently with the loss in their life. And now they are threatened of the loss of their home or their property that they've worked so hard for. And so how do we cope with it? The first thing I would recommend is to just be still. Get someone to explain to you what's going on. Sit and be still. Like your show, it's a very good outlet because you explain what is going on. You have persons calling in. I heard someone calling from the legal profession explaining, trying to explain an aspect of what was in the newspaper article. So when we stop and slow down, we're able to get that information that we need that would help to relieve some of the stress or anxiety that we feel in our bodies. But stress is so much. Yeah.
Because sometimes when things happen, we stand it really, do we? We make assumptions about how bad it is, except sometimes how good it is, mm-hmm. and so forth. And what you're saying is, no, stop and try to make sure you fully understand before you jump to conclusion.
Yes, stop. Just, you know, stop. And when you stop and you sit still for a while and whisper a prayer, God, I don't understand this. I need a better understanding of this. Who can I speak with? Make a telephone call. You know, communicate your feelings rather than hold them in and just let them build up. Don't judge. Don't assume. Ask a question and listen. Because we weren't even taught how to listen effectively. And when we listen, then we can defray some of the judgments and the misconceptions of what was not said. And so being able to just stop and think about it and find the resources that can help you, that helps to relieve some of the stress on the anxiety that you may be feeling, not only with this article, but other stuff that may be going in your home. If you're missing your mortgage payments, the Inland Security or whomever, you know, find out who, go to those areas, go to those places and ask to speak with someone who can explain a document to you or what is going on. And that helps for you to understand what is going on, and then you could make some changes.
But Doc, you know, what I find in terms of what creates the stress is a lack of resources. So for instance, even if somebody sends me a bill that I have the money to pay, if I have a lot of money and I have the ability to pay it, I'm not stressed out about that. I might like it still, but I am not stressed out about it. It's when you send that bill that I either have none of or only a part of, that's when the stress comes.
Exactly.
So what then? So I understand you are now going to send me a bill for $1,500. The truth of the matter is I have $100. I am $1,400 short. And so what is creating anxiety in me is all the ways in which this shortage could harm me. Or this could be embarrassing for me. Or this they could take my home, they could take my car, they could take my furniture, they could child out of the school, et cetera. Isn't that what happens to us? We then start thinking about all the terrible things and results that could be brought about by the shortage I have?
That's right. And that's when you're assuming, that's when you're judging, that's the presumptions where we have all of these things in front of us. But if you stop and you know that you have some of the resources, or even if you have none of the resources, if you stop and think, you know, you can go to that person or go to the bank or go to the Inland Security in this case and find someone you can sit with and say, okay, I do have a job, but this is what I make. And these are the other bills I have to pay. How much? And I have $100 left after paying all these bills and I have to buy food. How much can I give Inland Security on a monthly basis at least to come, to begin to defray some of this outstanding bill.
So make some
effort.
You better undo what you can and be upfront with the folk and say, listen, y'all can try and squeeze this rock. It ain't there, but I have $100. Exactly. Tell me what you want me to do with that.
Exactly. I'm here, and you have it on record that I was not, you know, I'm here. You have it on record that I want to pay. It's not that I don't want to pay. I just don't have the resources. Mm-hmm. Show me how.
We have a call on the line. We'll take that call so we don't miss them. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm a homeowner as well. And it's frustrating because I don't have a lot of funds to pay revenue. But I have a problem with the fact that the illegals could be here. They don't pay anything. They go on property land and the Bahamians try to get a home. And the government is just choking us. I don't think it's fair.
Okay.
How could the foreigners live here for free and the Bahamians hustling trying to get a down payment for a home, and they only making minimum wage, a lot of them?
If a foreigner, a Haitian as you use, is living on a property, chances are they don't own it and therefore it's not them who pay the property tax.
This is Crown Land, so. Crown land is all over the place. You have villages all over the place, all over the island, and they don't pay anything. But yet still, you're stressing out the Bahamian people who just get a regular little house.
Right.
It's frustrating.
And you just feel that's wrong.
When we have to pay, and the foreigners don't pay anything, and the government saying they have exempt, they have this legal binding that they can't. We have to pay for plan. We got to pay for architect to draw that plan. We have to pay for Ministry of Works to come and inspect it. We have to get water and light. We can't move it until we have occupancy. That's a bill. But the people do all kind of stuff, and it's no problem.
So you think the government should not come after the real property taxes that Bahamians own until they deal with the shanty towns? That's what you think, right?
Of course, because you can't deal with the people here that are living free. Why you come stress us out?
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Fair enough.
Yeah. And you're going to get a lot of persons thinking that way. And that's the anxious thoughts there. That's where we get upset. You know, where is the fairness in this treatment? We are actualized Bahamians, and we see people coming in and they're reaping more than we can. And we were born here. And we say, well, where's the fairness? And the government should relieve the stress off of us and put it on these people. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, the law is the law. At the end of the day, no matter which government is in, the government, as a caller said earlier, and I agree, a government is relying on the citizens to pay the taxes to run the country. And I'm not taking sides or anything. Either way, we can get angry, we can get upset, but at the end of the day, institution and sit with them and find and strategize with that institution with the little resources you have so that they can come up with some solutions to assist you. You are going to lose what you do have. Because if you go, then it's on record that you were there and they will be more willing to work with you and give you the support that you need. But if you stay in the background and just feed this anger, feed this anxiety, feed the injustices, because the injustices that we verbalize are out of our control. We cannot go to the government and say this. And even if we do get up in a group and we walk around with placards, that still doesn't stop us from having to go to the Inland Security or the bank or whomever it is that we owe at the end of the day and try to sit down and manipulate the little resources we have.
Because ultimately the stress management that we're talking about is for our wellness.
Exactly.
Because as we have this anger, this anxiety in us, mm-hmm. we have a buggy load of cortisol, this hormone just pumping in our blood. And it is wreaking havoc throughout the body. And that's not helping us. We have the bill not being paid, and we have this cortisol causing a disaster in our body.
Exactly.
And so you're saying if we take a different approach, we could at least do something with the cortisol so that it isn't destroying us while this other thing is plaguing us.
Exactly. And that's why, when I go back to the Bible, God says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything in prayer and supplication. Supplication is you give it to him, you go to the authorities in charge or whomever it is, and you say, here is what I have. I need to live. My family need to live. Because if you continue to house all of this anger and anxiety, it's going to eventually cause your immune health to break down. Your heart health, your blood pressure, and all this tension is going to lead to illness in the body, okay? And illness, really, disease really is, being unease, not at ease with things that's going on, but it also disrupts every organ in the body. And so, it may sound as though, you're telling me to just breathe, you're telling me to, but when you take a deep breath in and you stop and think and be still, then you see some resources. You're able to think and find persons who you can go to for some help, and they will help you to strategize and create some plan of action and give you the support that you need.
Okay, there's no question that stress hijacks clarity of thought. There's no question. I've been there, done that in my lifetime. And so you kind of just, you're so stressed out, you can't even think past the fact that this thing that's confronting you is a disaster.
And it's because of those hormones. It's because of the epinephrine. And those are good hormones, because those hormones, the epinephrine and norepinephrine and cortisol, they protect us from something bad. But they're not supposed to remain high indefinitely.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And in order for us to relieve the stress, we have to stop. We have to stop. And it slows down our thoughts, like you said. It slows down your thoughts. You get the blood flow to the brain, and you're methodically, one step at a time, through this mountain. How do you climb up the stairs if you have some pains? One step at a time.
Yeah, because those the hormones want to help you fight off or flee.
Yes.
But the truth of the matter is, when we exaggerate or a circumstance is not a fleeing or fighting situation, it's a situation that requires addressing. If we continue in that cortisol mode, now we've hijacked the very thing that could help us address it, which is our brain, because this dumb one won't just say, man, break off running from the
exactly.
Go find somebody and kick them down so this could stop, and it just don't work that way for some of the stuff that we have to deal with.
That's right. And we have to really take responsibility for where we are in our life. And sometimes we're in the position we're in with lack because of some foolish things, some decisions we would have made prior that has brought us to this place. And so we're called to a place of, okay, I made some poor decisions last month or last year, or I've been making some poor decisions, but how can I now stop and renew my mind and transform my behavior and start to take responsibility for this, whatever it is? And in this case, it's what was put out by Inland Security last night, but next week it may be something else. It will always be something else once you're on planet Earth.
And let me say this too, and we got to take a break right after this, but let me just say this. I have come to the place in my life where I realize too that some of the choices we make bring on us consequences
mm-hmm.
from which we cannot recover. So some things we will lose, and you have to be able to let it go.
Yes.
If you're going to get the peace back, if you're going to get calm, if you're going to get resolve and be able to live a happy life, you have to say, you know what? I messed that one up. It is gone, and I can't do anything about it. Let me move on to next.
That's right. And that's exactly what we're speaking about, wellness, holistic wellness, mind, body, spirit, accepting what we cannot change.
Yep.
Having the courage to change what we can, and that's taking responsibility. Do that, then we're able to move forward. And now you can take your break.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. We're going to pay our respects to our sponsors, make our final break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking to you about how to manage this stressful, some of these stressful situations that come up from time to time. We'll be back after this break.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I mashed the car. The lady who ran into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. There's nothing like the one and only Whopper at Burger King Nassau. That quarter pound of savory flame-grilled beef made your way with juicy tomatoes, fresh lettuce, crunchy pickles, and white onions on a soft sesame seed bun is burger bliss. Add piping hot thick-cut french fries and a Pepsi, and you have the ultimate classic combo that's sure to satisfy. Don't just get a burger, get the classic Whopper combo, available all day, every day at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
After a hurricane or storm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
Mocha frapp with almond milk, no whip?
That's me, thanks. I know what I want for my coffee and for my wealth management plan. That's why I rely on the personalized care I get from my dedicated RF Private Wealth Advisor. With RF, I get a customized strategy designed for what's important to me, like protecting my assets, evolving with changing markets, and making sure my money keeps on growing. For tailor-made wealth at wealth.
Learn more at rfgroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Doc, let me read some of these thoughts people have, and then we'll talk a little bit more about some more stress relief. This text says, Mr. Lang, the government has to do what is necessary to collect taxes, but please bring the Freedom of Information Act first so we can see who paying taxes on this in this country. Is that what the Freedom of Information Act would do? This text says, food stores playing around. Price of bacon has gone down average 5% each month since January, yet one bacon price prices holding firm. Yep, our bacon prices are holding firm. It says, good banks like for you to pay all that all. Good banks like for you to pay all that on your mortgage. They don't like to hear that you can only pay what you have now. So how can they help you? They do not like to help you. They want all of their money. It says, I have a mortgage with a bank. They send me the card. I asked them to help me on what I can pay. But when I thought that they was going to help me, they turn around and tell me that I have to go to another bank to pay them off. When I asked if I can pay what I can pay now, they wanted me to pay more than what my mortgage is. Mr. Lang, I agree with the caller. There is only laws for Bahamians. Everyone else lives here for free, but the clock is running out on them. It says, 6 years ago, I bought my house for $240,000 in land revenue claims, but it is now valued $380,000. I am now billed on the $80,000, yet no one has visited to access the value, to assess the value, and I am certain I couldn't sell it for that amount. I have written and called, but have gotten no answers. Any advice for a tax-paying Bahamian? Wow. Okay. Banks do not like to work with Bahamians. This text says the people who make these decisions have the well-paid jobs, the government vehicles, and live stress-free life on the taxpayers. What do you do in the circumstance that, I could say to you that there's always the courts as a matter of challenge if you want to do it, but that's money. So, you know, if you're not satisfied with inland revenue, appeal to their minister and say, you know, I need you to look at this. You're a taxpayer. You could send and write them a letter and tell them you what your dilemma is and can't wait for a response. If you don't hear from them, write them again and then write them again. Right? That's all you could do. I mean, ultimately, if inland revenue is unwilling to work with you in any other way, the only other place to appeal is to their superiors. Now, I don't know if there is a, I think there might be a real property tax tribunal as well, which is an appeals body that you might be able to appeal to, but you need to probably look at the act to see what they say about that. Maybe one day we'll do that. Maybe we'll get someone here who can talk to you about that. Okay? Doc, what else we can do to minimize stress? We got 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Well, in those tests, we see a trend, and the trend is Bahamians feel as though we're being unjustly treated by our government. And many persons feel that not only with this present government, but successive governments. So, you know, one caller says, well, their time is you know, they're on a time clock. Another government will come in, and they will come in with their expectations. And you know, I've heard persons say, you know, we'll vote them out too. But where does it stop? Are you dealing with you? Are you going to continue to fight the powers that be and remain highly stressed, remain not, you know, unhealthy? Because if you continue to walk around with unhealthy, high anxiety states, it's going to cause you to become ill. You hear a lot of people mention that, you know, forgiveness is for you. When you forgive someone, you feel better. You feel stronger. But it's the same thing. When you take responsibility for your little space in this world, for what is going on inside your body, then you're able to better deal with whatever comes at you on a daily basis. Because we cannot really change what the government and what the government institutions are mandating. We can voice our opinion, which you say in writing, we can pick it, we can go to the different companies, Inland Security being one at this point, and we can meet with someone and ask them to give us some support. I would recommend the latter. Be still. Seek some resources. In your stillness, say a prayer. Ask for some guidance.
Go to the beach.
With people, go to the beach.
Walk.
Go for a walk. Sit in silence. Meditate on his word. And he will guide you. Because the spirit in us is supposed to be self-revealing. But we can't hear what is being said to us if we remain in a tense, anxious state. We have to be still. We have to meditate.
I have one more suggestion. You could tune in to Z Live tomorrow because the music will be quite relaxing.
Very good. Very good. I do on a Friday when I'm in my car. But, you know, I would just like to encourage persons to incorporate some stress-relieving exercises into their day, especially at the end you're hit with news such as what we got in our papers this morning. Step back. Be still. And if you feel that you are in that position, seek the counsel of someone who can give you good advice so you both can strategize and come up with some support on how to move forward.
I will tell you all a regimen I have when I really am under it. I go and I run that hot water in the tub. I put some Epsom salt inside of that. I go light my candle. I go get my phone and I go put on some relaxing music on the phone and I shut down the light and I sit inside there for 10, 15, 20 minutes. Yep. Because I allow that warm water to relax my muscles and, you know, just forget about what the deal was the whole day, the whole time.
Exactly. Because what you're doing then is you're practicing a mindful meditation. You're unplugging from the world. And that is what we are being called to do. Just unplug. When we unplug from the world and what is going on around us, even for 5 or 10 minutes, we're able to reduce those anxious feelings and we're able to think more clearly and expand our mind and come up with some solutions on how to move forward.
Doc, you always help us get better. Thank you so very much. And I look forward to your joining us next month, first Thursday.
Next month on the first Thursday in the month, I'd like to target obesity and on a popular obesity injection that is on the market. Many persons are calling in about it. It's being used widely in the United States. It's called Ozempic. And I want myself and Dr. Ariane Davis-Simmons, our endocrinologist, are going to speak to that, the use of it. We're going to speak about obesity and behavior change.
Sounds great. Sounds super. Look forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, Dr. Janet Martin, Dr. Nutritionist, Dr. Hospital, and so glad she joins us with the regularity to give us these wonderful health and wellness, spiritual, uplifting information. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. Don't forget, tomorrow, Power Bar Friday, we're going to relax you tomorrow. So glad you could join us, and have a great evening. God bless you. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. Thank you.
FM, Nashville, Bahamas.